This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A COVID booster shot is okay for those with weakened immune systems, says the FDA, which specifies the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The AP's Jackie Quinn on the FDA's late-night announcement.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved booster shots for millions of Americans who are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus because of organ transplants, certain cancers, and other health conditions. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says emerging data show it works.
There's an enhanced antibody response after an additional dose of an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine in some immunocompromised people.
The boosters are only for this high-risk group.
27 people on board a Carnival cruise ship that left from Galveston, Texas, tested positive for COVID-19 just before the ship made a stop in Belize this week. That's according to officials there. All 27 people were vaccinated, had mild or no symptoms, and were in isolation. The Taliban is gaining ground fast in Afghanistan, gradually circling Kabul, the capital. The Taliban now control more than two-thirds of the country. The U.S. is withdrawing its military, but sending in 3,000 troops to help evacuate some personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the U.S. is not getting involved in another war in Afghanistan.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
Forecasters say Tropical Depression Fred is slowly strengthening and could regain tropical storm status today. The National Hurricane Center says the system is moving along the northern coast of Cuba on a forecast track toward Florida. A tropical storm warning has been issued for the Florida Keys and Florida Bay. The heat wave continues across much of the U.S. today. It could get to 100 degrees and above in the northwest. This is AP News. Britney Spears' father is stepping down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life and money for 13 years. Here's the AP's Margie Zarletta.
James Spears says in legal documents there are no grounds for his removal, but he does not believe engaging in a public battle with his daughter over being her conservator would be in her best interest. Britney Spears had said in court this summer that the conservatorship was abusive. James Spears had overseen his daughter's finances and personal affairs from 2008 to 2019 when he transitioned to only overseeing her finances and the court appointed another conservator for her personal life. Britney Spears' lawyer Matthew Rosengart says James Spears stepping down is vindication for Britney. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Wendy's plans to open hundreds of delivery-only kitchens to meet the demand from those who want their food delivered to them, primarily in the big cities. Wendy's will open the first 50 delivery kitchens this year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.